New Zealanders are today paying their last respects to one of their favourite sons, a man who conquered the world's highest mountain in 1953 and who spent much of his life helping the people who helped him in his mountaineering quest. 81-year-old Sir Edmund Hillary died on January the 11th, and today people from all walks of life will be at Auckland's Cathedral of the Holy Trinity to attend his funeral. Our reporter Gillian Bradford is in Auckland. Gillian Bradford, good morning. What's going to happen there today?
Well, Sir Edmund's body has been lying in state for the past 24 hours and the last members of the public have just filed past his coffin. Now, this morning's state funeral will be broadcast live around the country. The official mourners will be led by the Prime Minister Helen Clark and the Governor-General. There's a group of Sherpas who've come from Nepal, including the son of Sir Ed Hillary's climbing partner, Tenzing Norgay. People are expected to turn out to watch it on big screens around the country, despite some blustery and wet weather in some parts of the country. The funeral procession will then move through parts of Auckland City and drive past his family home for a final time before moving on to a private cremation.
Gillian, while this man was known worldwide for his exploits, today will, I gather, very much be largely a New Zealand affair, though, will it?
It will be. This funeral's not going to be filled with celebrities from around the world. His loss has been felt particularly in Nepal. There will be 49 days of mourning there on the Buddhist calendar. But it is primarily a New Zealand affair. There has been a lot of attention over here about why no member of the royal family will be attending this funeral. Sir Ed made it to the top of Mount Everest just on the eve of a young Queen Elizabeth's coronation, and one of her first acts was to knight him. He was also a member of the elite Order of the Garter, appointed by the Queen. So there was an expectation here in New Zealand that she or another royal might have attended the service. But Buckingham Palace says it's instead holding its own service at Windsor Castle in a couple of months and has invited the whole Hillary family to attend that.
I guess it's very hard to gauge, even from this distance, you know, how New Zealanders have taken his death. But it would appear that they have been deeply touched by this man in many ways.
Oh, absolutely. He has no peer in New Zealand, and his greatness comes because he was an ordinary bloke who used his celebrity to do so much good for so many others. He was the son of a beekeeper, and so many other New Zealanders can really identify with this small town boy who made so much good of his life. And I spoke to some New Zealanders about why they had come from all ends of the country to say farewell.
He's what all New Zealanders aspire to. I thought everybody, including Australians, aspire to.
He was a very humble person. A knighthood didn't make any difference to him at all.
He was a mountain of a man.
Very sad to have Sir Edmund go, but he's done a lot for New Zealand, done a lot for humanity. His memory will carry on for a very long time, I'm sure.
Some of the New Zealanders there mourning the loss of Sir Edmund Hillary. Gillian Bradford is in Auckland. Gillian, you mentioned before that Sir Edmund's remains would be cremated. What's happening to his ashes?
Well, some people assume Sir Edmund might have liked to have been buried near a mountain, but a few years ago he wrote he'd seen so many mountaineers end their lives in a crevasse, he'd prefer to have his ashes scattered at sea. And his family home in Auckland had a view of the Hauraki Gulf, and that's where his family will take his ashes.
Gillian Bradford in Auckland. And the ABC's website will have live coverage of Sir Edmund's funeral. The site is www.abc.net.au/news.